This is WSIU In Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller. It's been a busy couple of weeks for the city of Carbondale. We thought we'd talk about a lot of those issues and more with Mayor Mike Henry and City Manager Gary Williams. Gentlemen, thanks for coming in. We talked about this a little bit, Gary, not that long ago. There was a pretty high-profile visit to the region just about 10 days ago when President Trump visited the Southern Illinois Airport. Now, that's not technically within the city limits, but how does a visit, a high-profile visit like that, affect how the city does its business?
The fact that it was at the airport, it didn't really have a big effect on us, Jennifer. We had to, through mutual aid agreements with other municipalities in the county, we certainly shared some resources. We had some police officers out there. Our fire department always, anytime there's a plane that size that lands at the airport, we're called out to deal with it. And then we had some, equipment that was used there for security reasons. But other than some increased traffic in the community, which we always appreciate, more traffic in the community, we didn't see it wasn't a big effect on us as a city government throughout the week.
Mayor Henry, as you might imagine, and as people would already know, there was a lot of buzz, a lot of controversy around the decision that the president made to come to Southern Illinois to campaign for Republican candidates. Did the city of Carbondale have any input in terms of where the president would go or when he would be here or anything like that?
Oh, absolutely not. We just received notice from the Secret Service that his visit would be on one of 2 days to start with, and he wanted to be in Carbondale, and they told us what we needed to do to prepare for that visit.
The decision was ultimately made, as we've said, to be at the Southern Illinois Airport. Was that something, did the city tell him you need to stay out there, or how did that decision come about?
No, we didn't. It was simply getting access to the facility. He needed to be in the SIU arena, and Secret Service needs access to a building that size, exclusive access for roughly 36 hours. And there was a women's basketball game the night before the president's visit, so that just couldn't happen, and that's when they leased a hangar at the airport.
And Gary, you mentioned that there was some cost in terms of personnel and equipment and things like that. Does the city have any sort of contingency fund, or where will that money come from?
No, we've done this enough over the years, not a presidential visit, of course, but we know every year we're going to have mutual aid requests, various requests throughout the region, so we have an overtime budget that manages all that. So there's a cost, but as far as an impact on our budget, it's pretty minimal.
I imagine there was a bit of trepidation too. The president's visit came on the same day that the city of Carbondale decided that it was going to resurrect its Halloween celebration. There was already a little bit of nervousness about that in terms of what that would turn into. So how did Halloween go?
Yeah, Halloween went great, and I agree. I think our first concern was that if it was in Carbondale, the Secret Service has to vet all those routes, and they have obviously a lot of say on streets that may or may not be closed. So we immediately had some concerns about many of the events we had going on downtown and how that might affect, how everything went and people coming here. But overall, it was, I think we expected probably some more people from the event to come downtown. I don't know that we saw a lot of those, but overall it was great. We had great traffic during the day. I don't recall a trick-or-treat downtown that I've seen that much traffic since I've been here. The pumpkin race was very well attended. We would like to see more people in the evenings at the concerts, but we're still satisfied with the crowds. But the biggest thing, Jennifer, was over the years there's been lots of concerns about resurrecting Halloween and safety issues, and we had absolutely none of those. So it was a very safe, fun, festive event, and something we expect to do again.
Certainly something that's on the list to do next year.
Absolutely, absolutely.
One of the other things I wanted to get to, Mayor Henry, there was a controversial vote which finally came before the council last night in a special meeting, and that was this vote about the solar array on the city's northeast side, a brownfield project. The project was ultimately declined because of the vote. So what happens now? Where does this go from here?
Well, I want to note that the neighborhood showed up in force there. We had 50, 60 people in there. It was a really good hearing. Presented us with, for the first time, with really what their side of the argument was. And they did a very good job of explaining why they didn't want it there. And the council voted unanimously to deny the special use permit. So now the owner of the property is a company called Beezer. The solar installation folks are Brightfields. So they partner together. But Brightfield's model is doing solar arrays only on brown sites because there are some incentives to utilize these sites. So they probably will never be back to do that. If somebody came in with it's zoned industrial, so somebody could come in with a concrete plant or something like that and want to use it, they would have to comply with all the EPA regulations, about as far as building, penetrating the soil, so on and so forth. I think we would have very much the same arguments. You know, the community, the local residents were not against solar. They were against this contaminated site, which will be contaminated indefinitely. It's just encapsulated on the site.
And you mentioned to them, I believe, that they need to come back and maybe request that that site be rezoned to something else if they really want it to be left alone.
Yeah, a council member suggested rezoning it to ag. That's going to be a tough legal issue. I mean, we need to look into that. We could very easily end up in a lawsuit, in my opinion, with somebody, the owners of the property, saying you're devaluing, you know, our investment. So we'll just have to find out what the legalities are. I have no problem with down zoning, but I don't want us in a lawsuit either.
Certainly, it's been a complicated issue, and it will continue to be one. But I appreciate your time talking about that, Mayor Mike Henry and City Manager Gary Williams. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks.
Thank you, Jennifer.
This is WSIU In Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller.